funding agreement for Venice on the Lake project, engineering easement and acquisition and construction. Morning, Brad.
Good morning. Project. That map there shows the overall Venice on the Lake project. Most of you are aware that lies east of Rockaway Beach and Marion Woods. The city limits are shown on there, shaded in color.
Is the purple Marion Woods?
The purple is Marion Woods, and the yellow is City of Rockaway Beach. And if you look towards the bottom left of the page, there's a little orange icon. That is the Rockaway Regional Treatment Facility, where this wastewater will be collected and sent for treatment. As you know, this project's been a long time coming. Back 2 or 3 years ago, we started the process of design, engineering, and easement acquisition for this project. We kind of named the overall project Venice Phase 1 because there will be a larger second phase to the north that goes up all the way to 160 and about many years down the road. So this larger project was broken down into three phases, as you see on your map. And all of the project is designed. The easements were obtained on Phase 1. We have a few that are in the condemnation process right now, and that will be wrapping up here in the next few weeks. And Phase 1 was bid out recently, a couple of weeks ago. We split. Because of just the large size of these projects and the large cost, in order to keep it competitive for local contractors that typically work in the 2 to 3 million range, we try to split these up. So the first Phase 1 has been split up into two contracts, and the total cost for that construction is $4.8 million. And when you add in cost of electric extension to lift stations, there are 3 lift stations on this first phase, finishing up easement acquisition, and we are looking to include, if you look in the blue in Phase 2, this first sewer line that runs north-south, and it's kind of along Sundown Road there, that has been a hot-button area for John Soutte and the Environmental Services on the septic systems. There's a lot of very poorly failing septic systems along there. So we discussed this with the sewer board about adding that, and it's about $750,000, around $750,000 to add in that to this first phase. And so the funding agreement that you have before you today is for $6.5 million. And as I mentioned, that includes the first phase construction, pension of easement acquisition, electrical cost. That does include this little run in Phase 2 that would take care of several hot-button septic system issues. And it includes the engineering and surveying during construction. So that $6.5 million funding agreement is what I'm asking for approval today. It does extend the timeline out on that project to the end of December of 2020. And so I would anticipate starting construction here in the next month to 2 months, as for the first of the year, and we've set a time frame of 15 months on this project.
How many existing homes is it going to pick up?
There's 360, a little over 360 for the entire project. Phase 1 will have about 130. And if we add this little piece that's in the Phase 2 that I mentioned there along Sundown, that's a little over 30. A little over 160 connections in the first piece that will be constructed. And then the plan would be to, as we're finishing up Phase 1, be looking to bid and go to construction on Phase 2, Phase 3.
And your time limit for completion of Phase 1 was?
15 months is what we've been. Yeah, it's typically we use a year, but we find that contracted me a little time, a little more time initially, or normally, and it also helps her price, keeps her price down there for a rush, so we bumped it up to 2 months this time.
And you've been dealing with two different contractors.
Yes, and that's the only downfall. There's sometimes there can be a little struggle dealing with two contractors when they have to tie in and things, but we've dealt with things like that in the past, so we'll just deal with it. We got really good bids. The engineer's estimate for the first phase was just under $6 million, or right at $6 million, and it came in at $4.8 million. So we're very pleased with that. We got two good contractors that have worked for us these last several years on other projects.
Of those 160, are they going to be required to go on to the sewer?
Yes, everybody will be required.
And then does that pay for their hookup as well, or are they going to have to pay for hookup?
No, we waive the connection fee. You know, there's normally a $1,500 connection fee that the sewer district charges, but during our capital projects, we waive that. The only thing we ask the people to do is to complete a connection agreement that allows us to connect them, and then complete a billing application and pay a $100 deposit.
Do they, do you tie into their house then, or do you tie into their their septic tank, too? Because I know in some areas it goes to their septic tank, and then the septic tank into your collection lines.
We bypass the septic.
You do bypass the septic tank.
We make the complete connection to where when the contractor walks away, the house is fully connected, the septic tank is decommissioned.
Well, some of these septic tanks, do they have to, I don't believe they're doing it, has to be collapsed or crushed, no longer in existence.
Yes, and our contractor will do that. But in the past, and going back several years, the sewer district extended just within 5 feet of the septic and then left it on the homeowner and gave them the option. We're no longer doing that. The sewer district is requiring everybody to connect. And so if we encounter people that refuse to connect, then the procedure would be to take them to a circuit court and ask the judge to compel them to connect. And I believe we have the authority to do that. We've not had to do that yet.
You may have to do that in this situation.
Do you foresee there being a... Travis, you're here. Do you remember, are there any that were refusing on this phase?
There's two or three. I mean, out of 160, we probably had 145 on the phone.
Yeah.
But out of 160, we had two or three that said no.
And that's pretty typical in the last few projects we've done over the last few years. There's always one or two. They're just very adamant. 99% of the time we get them talked into it because of the benefit that we're providing. And the sewer sales tax allows this project to happen. And we waive the connection fees and all those things. We do have a couple instances on the Mildred and the Power Site project that likely will end up in court.
And the fee is roughly $40 a month for the
$37.50 currently. Yes, and this the cost of treatment at Rockaway Beach is high right now. I do believe with the additional flow that we send them once this project is connected, once the upgrade project to the Rockaway Beach plant is done, I'm fairly confident that the rate will go down some, or it'll go down in half or anything like that.
What? The rate to us or the rate to
them? Yeah, because we'll pay a wholesale treatment rate to the city.
So the rate,
city.
To, the rate to the...
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention, that the rate is high there. So it's a...
The rate for the treatment, not for the...
That's correct.
The end user is going to be paying the same rate.
That's right. Yeah, we don't differentiate rates throughout our system.
Right, I just want to make sure you clarify that with us.
On the people that you've not been able to get the easement yet, do they live there?
Well, some do, some don't. In the easements, they went pretty well. There's a few mainly that just could not get a hold of. So we had to continue to go through that process now.
You say you couldn't get a hold of that do not live there. They just live out of state.
And just couldn't find them. Some of them have to serve by publication, things like that.
Well, that's $40,625 per house for a hookup. just to get them to get them sewer. I understand there's environmental issues, so don't get me wrong. And you and I have had conversations about, you know, the concern is the environmental concern. Is there a more economical or more, is there a better way of fixing those problems at a cheaper cost or a lesser cost? So, and again, I understand the environmental concern, so please don't throw that at me.
Yeah.
But as far as a financially and a fiscal concern, it would take over 90 years at 100% profit to pay for it. So, I don't know that, again, and we've had discussions about this, but $40,625, I don't know that the majority of the places in there even have that value alone. So why are we throwing good money after bad, other than the environmental concern?
That's the only answer I have.
So my questions have been in the past, I've never gotten a very good answer. Are there more economical solutions for this problem?
The only upfront solution that would be more economical would be to put in a low-pressure sewer system.
Okay.
And that would be on grinders. But the problem with that is your long-term operations and maintenance costs. You could put that on the homeowner and have them maintain their pumps, or the district could maintain it. So, but it would be a cost borne by someone to maintain that system, which would be higher than a gravity sewer system. So this, to me, is the best long-term solution for that area. We have that situation in some of our older sewer systems in Lake Shore, Short Creek, or down at Case Club Road. We have several other customers that are on grinder pumps. My understanding of that is back in the day, when the sewer tax got started, it's cheaper to build that. It's cheaper to put that in the ground. But the operations and maintenance cost is more expensive over time to maintain a low pressure sewer system with all the grinder pumps.
Well, and I know all the commission got the email from Mr. Suti that deals with the complaints he gets on when the sewer's on the ground or whatever. And he says what you did. The bids were good, and they were received from two of the best contractors in the business. The vessel on the lake is an area that is known for failing septic systems with lot sizes too small for adequate repairs. And in most situations, the owners do not have the money to afford the cost of repair. The area stands out as one of the remaining areas in Taney County that is the most need of public sewer. And if it fails, it's going into Lake Taney Compton. Am I correct on
that? That's the watershed. This is it.
That's what I was. I've been told by the parties.
What's that septic system we just used at the new county barn? Presby?
That would not be feasible here because of the number of lots and the small size of these lots. Some of these lots literally are probably not as big as this room. Yeah. And I'm not saying there's houses are constructed on each lot out there, but there are some that are like 35 feet wide, 40 feet wide. The only viable solution is a simple sewer system.
So, going in and fixing the existing septic tanks is not a viable solution?
Not in my opinion.
Would it be a lot more economical solution? And still fix the problem?
I don't think you could fix it right. I'm sure there are some that you could fix correctly and have enough room. You need square footage on a lot to get proper length of lateral for a septic system. It's not just the tank.
Well, I know, like, that's why I was asking about the Presby system, because it, do you know more about this? I mean, it allows you to use a lot less lateral lines. So in a lot smaller area, you can have, again, right now, and I understand the environmental issues. I think it is a waste of money. I think it is a bad use of funds without exploring all options first. Maybe you've explored all options. I've asked over the last few years, and